Hey guys, Chris Williams here from Dallas at the Big 12 Football Media Days, day one, where, man, it was boring. Not a lot happened. There's some interesting stuff from Bob Boolsby, and you can read about it at PsychOneFanatic.com, working on some stuff with my opinions on what the commissioner had to say. But a really most newsworthy thing as far as Iowa State goes, a new depth chart, the pre-spring depth chart was released. It's interesting. I guess I'm very skeptical anymore anytime that I see a depth chart. I feel like there's a lot of different motives that go on when you put out this piece of paper before the season. A lot of times you're trying to get a guy to perform better. You know, many times we don't know about, you know, disciplinary things that have gone on behind the scenes. And frankly, freshmen aren't on here. A lot of those guys are, you know, they've yet to step on a football field. Junior college guys, Bobby Leith, for instance, the defensive tackle out of Coffeyville in Kansas, he's not on campus yet. He's still finishing up summer classes, according to a good source of mine. So it's hard to take this thing too seriously, but we are, you know, it did push you in a certain direction as far as a lot of these guys. I'll kind of go down the list here, and you can read a column about this as well, where I analyzed each and every position earlier today. It's up at PsychOneFanatic.com. The tight end position for Iowa State it's as bad as I've ever seen it, to be frank. I think a lot of fans will look at this and not even know who some of these guys are. I don't think it's reason to panic by any means. Iowa State's got a ton of wide receivers, specifically DeVario Montgomery, who's 6'6", 220. I mean, you got a big kid in Alan Lazard, 6'5", 218. They've got size at receiver, and you're going to see those two guys used like E.J. Bibbs was last year a lot. So don't panic. I think Ben Bosin at 6'5", 245 is a good blocking tight end. And anytime they're in any sort of a passing situation, it's going to be one of those wide receivers filling that up. The offensive line, to me, is just it's the key to the whole season for Iowa State. And the reason I say that is I know that the defense needs to make progress, major progress compared to last year. But this is the Big 12, and if you can't score, you're not going to win football games. Iowa State, with this defense, is going to have to be able to outscore opponents in that league if it's going to win. I have faith that Sam Richardson can lead Iowa State to some wins in the Big 12. I don't think he's a top half of the league quarterback, but I do think he's capable of doing that. But he has to have help, and for Iowa State, it starts on the offensive line. How good will this group be? How do you replace a guy like Tom Farniok at center? And that's where it all starts for me. Jameson Locke, listed as Iowa State's starting center. Actually, there's an or next to his name with Patrick Scoggins, the junior college kid. But listen, I feel like if Locke is the guy, he's just got to be average to slightly above average. They don't have to be rock stars at that position because the rest of the line I actually really, really like. Jake Campos at left tackle, Oni Amoli and Wendell Tyese at left guard is a very formidable combination. Both of those guys, I think, can play in the Big 12. We know Amoli can, but and Tyese, from everything I've been able to gather, can do the same. Right guard, Daniel Burton, 6'6", 330. I mean, he's a hoss. He's arguably the best lineman Iowa State has right now. And Brock Daigle's a proven right tackle in the Big 12. So it comes down to that center position. If Locke is – if those guys can just be okay, I feel like this line can take a really positive step in the right direction, and it's going to have to, because if not, listen, we've seen what Richardson does when he has to run for his life. He's not very good. And at tailback, Tyler Brown and Mike Warren, there's no experience there at all. But I think if you give those guys some room, you know, as we've seen in football across the board, I mean, it starts up front. So that's I'm obsessed with Iowa State's offensive line. I really do, guys. I think it is the key to the 2015 Iowa State season. Is it another massive disappointment? It's dominated by injuries, or do these guys finally step up and play to their capability? That's the question. The wide receiver group is as good as I've ever seen at Iowa State, which is fortunate and unfortunate. It's great because you've got weapons. It's unfortunate because they're a wide receiver. You know, those guys can't do anything unless you can get them the football. If you would have told me 2 years ago that as a junior, Dondre Daley would be a backup. That's a very positive sign because I really like Dondre Daley at that X wide receiver spot. So, yeah, Iowa State's offense, guys, could be good, but it will only be as effective as its offensive line is, in my opinion. The good thing is pass blocking is easier than run blocking. I mean, it's that's a fact of life up there. On the offensive line, and Iowa State light on the running back position, but heavy on wide receivers. So, I mean, you know, an adequate offensive line would still enable this offense to be able to move the football. Chris Williams here on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast from 1460 KXNO, going through Iowa State's new depth chart that was released this morning in Dallas at the Big 12 Media Days at the Omni. Let's go to the defense. Trent Taylor leading things off at left end. A little analysis on him. Talked to a lot of people that went through and watched his tape and how good he was for a newcomer like that at the beginning of last year. Really kind of plateaued halfway through the season. He's had a nice offseason. It sounds like he'll be able to really take some strides this year. The newsiest thing in the depth chart was Pierre Aka, the junior defensive tackle, getting the start over Devlin Cousin. I don't see that lasting. I mean, if Cousin is able to go, he had some off the field issues in the offseason, but if he's there, he's the starter at defensive tackle. I don't see any way around that. Damon Tucker at nose guard, he's going to be the guy there over Vernell Trent. And Dale Pearson at the right end spot was probably one of the two or three best players on Iowa State's defense at the end of last year. I think that there's going to be a true training camp battle between Jay Jones and Regan Northrup at the nickel back position. I think both of those guys can play. I guess Jones is the guy who is the top of the depth chart right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if Northrup would win that job. I think that redshirt freshman, based off of what I've been told, is he's a really promising kid. You're hearing similar things about him that you did about Kamari Cotton-Moya about a year ago. But Jarner Jones, I mean, he was brought in for a reason. They're the JUCO, 6'3", 203, a little more bulk to him compared to Northrup. So look forward to a good camp competition there. Jordan Harris, no surprise, he is your starting middle linebacker over Kane Sealy. Hopped over him during spring ball. And the other linebacker position, Levi Peters will likely get the start. In the secondary, there's no surprise here. Nigel Tribune, Sam Richardson are your guys at the cornerback spots. But Jamal Wiltz, the JUCO, he's listed as Richardson's backup. He will play. He's one of the fastest guys on Iowa State's roster now, and look for him to be heavily involved in special teams as well. The strong safety spot, there's some questions there. It's probably one of the scariest spots, with Kawan Floyd being the guy right now, and Kamari Cotton-Moya rounding out the defense at free safety. So, you know, like I mentioned, take this with as a grain of salt. I'm not a fan of these depth charts. It's just you got to put them out. It gets people talking. But I've learned over the years that, you know, this thing's just going to change again in 2 weeks. And a lot of times there are different motives. There a lot of stuff can be held back as well as far as these depth charts are concerned. Tuesday will heat up down here in Dallas. You've got a much more sexy group of teams, including Iowa State, that will take the stand. You've got Baylor, Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. It'll be a very interesting day down here in Dallas. Newsiest stuff today came from Bob Boolsby's press conference, but it wasn't that newsy compared to recent years where Boolsby is really dropped some bombs. Podcast it's up. Me and Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register talking about that. You can check that out at CycloneFanatic.com and all of our other content from down here in Dallas as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Have a great Monday.